A popular Outcast production.
Hello again, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. Hooray! I'm your host, Mike Carpenter. Again, I'm driving around in my car. It is 2:21 in the morning. Let's see. So, this episode is going to be an odd one. I don't know, they're all kind of odd, I guess, but whatever. I'm just going to tell a story and see where it goes and blah, 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 blah. So, let's see. Where to start? Alright, I don't, like a lot of people like to troll on the internet. I do not. I don't like trolling. I like being a dick. Like, I don't like being a dick purposely. Like, that just seems assy. But I do like to fuck with people. Fucking with people is just fun. Like, in real life. Like, practical jokes, scaring the shit out of people, that kind of fun shit. So, that's where we'll start the story. I enjoy that kind of shit. Alright, now, let's see. God, if I can get my years right. I'm gonna say, let's go 2005. Past, well, episode zero guest and future podcaster on the network, Dylan, and myself, we were friends for a long time. We used to come up with like characters and voices and that kind of fun shit, and let's see, like, we used to hang out at this little diner in Selins Grove, Pennsylvania, called the Four Seasons Diner. Just this little shithole. The smoking section was larger than the non-smoking section, if that tells you anything. I gotta turn my volume down, sorry. Jesus, I'm like deafening myself. So anyway, I gotta turn it back up. Son of a bitch. There we go, perfect. Volume control, sorry. Anyway, so at Four Seasons, we would just hang out all hours of the night, drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, just being general, you know, just slacker kids. In 2005, I probably would have been 19, so give you an age. And anyway, one of my characters that I used to do that just floored Dylan, he loved it. As far as I know, it was his favorite character that I did and voice, was a character named Sammy Tucson. Sammy Tucson, the original character of Sammy Tucson was kind of like this old man, kind of crotchety. Voice was a mix between Richard Nixon and like, just your generic old dude. And kind of like the catchphrase was a good strong foundation, as in speaking about like you know, some old guy comes up to you and you have a lot of tattoos and shit and blah 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 blah, and you kind of look like a misfit, but you know, you're nice and polite and you're a hard worker, so he'll give you like a bitch at you a whole bunch, but then end it with, but you got a good strong foundation. But when a Richard Nixon voice, I don't feel like doing it now, and I probably couldn't do it anymore if I wanted to. So anyway, that was the start of this name and character I had in my head, Sammy Tucson. Over the years, you know, it was kind of forgotten, but the name was always there. I've used the name for a lot of accounts. Like, if you ever make, like, a, not a fake account, but, you know, you only make a little side account on, like, Reddit or some other bullshit that's not your main account. That's one of the names I would always use. Sammy Tucson. I have a bunch of different ones, but Sammy Tucson was one that always stuck with me. That's, like, the name. The full name would be Samuel Garrity Tucson. So over the years, I kind of changed the backstory of this character, Sammy Tucson. And to me, I wanted Sammy Tucson to almost be like a ghost, like to be a legend, the legend of Sammy Tucson. And in my head, Sammy Tucson was a dude from, well, see, to me, the character now would be a man, a man who once was Samuel Garrity, lived in Tucson, Arizona, was, I don't know if it's a pool shark or like a poker player or some kind of betting man, and got in over his head, no too many bets, got killed, blah, 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 and now is this ghost, Sammy Tucson. So this all goes into the Popular Outcast Network, and not just the network, but the podcast, the Popular Outcast, which were three of my friends, Bill, Jeff, and Mike. And I know Mike was a big fan of, like, the subreddit Creepypasta, which is just weird little ghost stories and shit to make you fucking get creeped out at night, and, like, Slenderman and that kind of shit. So I thought it would be fun to send them an email. Made a Google account and a couple other things, and as this character, Sammy Tucson, and just started sending. I think the first thing I sent was, I don't remember if I sent a picture first. I wouldn't say I'm good at, like, photo editing or that kind of bullshit, like Photoshop, but I'm, like, proficient just from existing on the internet for as long as I have, and kind of growing up in internet culture. You know, you get kind of decent with Photoshop. Even though I don't use Photoshop, I use Jazz PaintShop Pro 9. I don't know why, it's just what I used when I was younger. Let's see. Anyway, so I kind of tailor-made these pictures for the podcast, because they would talk about certain things, like different things in Creepypasta. Jeff had a tarot card episode. So I would make, like, these, like, weird Photoshop tarot cards and just kind of, like, send them, I guess not anonymously, but as this Sammy Tucson character, with the full intentions of just giving them the creeps and making them think that it's had some either just weird stalker fan or just some fucked up dude, or even better, to really just fucking scare the balls out of Mike Bennett, because that's, to me, too funny. That's the funniest thing in the world. I did attempt to previously fuck with them with a online handle of Turd Ferguson, who was a foreign... I never even kind of had a backstory for Turd Ferguson. Turd Ferguson was just... I would comment using really bad, broken English, capitalizing the first letter of every word, because that's the most annoying thing to see in text. That's worse than all caps. But always having proper spelling and punctuation, but just the improper use of words, like there, 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 and there, you know, that kind of bullshit. Always purposely swapping those and just speaking in really bad broken English, and then just kind of getting really creepy sexual advances on the three, on the three Popular Outcasts, Bill, Jeff, and Mike, because it was funny, it was hilarious. Anyway, so just fucking with people, and then that kind of, I just kind of came out with it and thought it was funny, and told them they had a good laugh, and then months and months later, the Sammy Tucson thing. So, I do like doing music, and I kind of, I have this weird appreciation for, like, the genre of music. I guess it's technically music, but it's just noise. Bands like Wolf's Eyes, I always forget if they're Wolf Eyes or Wolf's Eyes. I think it's Wolf Eyes now that I think about it, but, and again, band is, I'm pretty sure it's one dude, but you have, like, these musical groups or musical persons who just make really random noise sounds and have these shows of just this noise, and I love it. I don't know why, I just think it's like an odd form of artistic expression that I enjoy. So I wanted to kind of start just messing with it. So I used my interest in that to make these really creepy, fucked up tracks, and then sent them to them to their personal email, which I will play for you randomly throughout this episode. There are three tracks altogether. They're kind of long. And if you just want to skip over my understand because they're long and creepy and just weird, I think the shortest one's like 6 minutes, maybe. I think the longest might be 8 minutes. I don't know. But, so between the pictures and the tracks, it was all fun. It was just really fun. I knew they were getting creeped out, and they would talk to me about it, like, because they would say to their friends about how they have this weirdo who's just sending this shit, and they wonder who it is. I'm like, oh, I have no idea, blah, blah, blah. Who could it be? I wonder. And so eventually it kind of gets blown up where other fans start hearing about it, and then they start playing it on their show. And which I didn't want. I never wanted it to be a thing on their show. I just wanted it to be just this personal thing between me and them. Just them to think, just to give them the fucking creeps, because it's funny. Not to start this weird fucking witch hunt, man search thing. Turning left. So anyway, there eventually, I did post on the Popular Outcast subreddit, just because I did, and it was more for them. It was just a random picture called Winter that was this distorted, high contrast black and white photo. Actually, it was from my backyard, but it just looks like this creepy photo, and that's the photo I used to manipulate, to use for the tarot cards and shit. And I just posted on the subreddit, and just to give them the creeps, because I knew that subreddit account, Sammy Tucson, was much older than what I, it was made months before I ever even decided to fuck with them in the first place. Again, it was just a name I used to use all the time, so it just kind of worked out. Let's see. So eventually a bunch of different people, John Smith, I don't know if Nathan Prell was in on it or Liam, I forget who all was. A lot of the listeners of the Popular Outcast were in this big search to figure out who Sammy Tucson was. And I used Gmail accounts, and I have I use a VPN, on my computer, so everything's rerouted. You'll never find me, my IP address. Even if you would do an IP search on me, it would show up like I'm in Montana or some weird shit, just because that's how I roll. So no matter what, they would never figure out it was even a person in Pennsylvania. It was perfect. It was so fun. And again, it's not trolling. I'm not being an asshole. I'm not, saying, oh, your show sucks, or, oh, you people are fags, or some bullshit. I'm not being a troll. I'm just fucking with them. It's fun. Just a fun little prank. Now, had it not gone in this public search, had it just stayed between me and them, I would have taken things way, way farther. Because, they're all personal friends of mine. We've known each other for years. I'd have no problem, driving by their houses and taking pictures and manipulating their photos of their own houses and sending it to them. And I was thinking about getting a cell phone from, a gas station, one of those, gas station track phones, prepaid things, and using that, and just really just getting too far with it. That is one thing. When it comes to me and pranks, I don't have a concept of too far. To me, there's no such thing as too far. As long as no one's getting physically injured, there's no such thing as going too far. It's all fun. I'm not going to hurt anyone, and there's no ill intentions. It's just to fuck with them and give them the creeps. So it's all in my it would all be within my control. So there's no too far. Taking a picture of someone's house is fine. If I asked Jeff, hey, do you mind if I take a picture of the front of your house? He, of course, would say, why the fuck would I care? So if I would do it as a prank without him knowing about it and then sending it to him as his ghost figure bullshit, obviously it's the same thing. It would give him the creeps because there's no context of friend and all that fun shit. Anyway, you get the point. I don't think I need to explain that much deeper. Fuck, whatever, I can't speak. So I never got a chance to take it that much farther, which would have been so much fun. Oh my god. Taking jokes to that like next level too far is the funnest ever. Like taking that next level shit, man, that's fun. But so anyway, all these people, all these fans and listeners of the Popular Outcast got in this big manhunt search, and I started leaving voicemails on the show. Then they started talking about it in their podcast a lot, and it just kind of got me pissed off because I'm like, ah, you ruined my joke, like, you sons of bitches, like, this is my joke, this is not your joke, this is not your thing to control, this is mine, it is my thing, I created it, and you're taking it away from me. And it got way out of hand, and then there started being these fake Sammy Tucsons because these random fans and listeners wanted to make their own things, and yeah, that's fun, I get it, but I don't know. The spirit of the joke, which only existed in my head, it wasn't a joke for anyone but me. I'm the only one who thought it was funny because no one else knew about it. Actually, I guess that's kind of a lie. Dylan knew about it because Dylan, being also personal friends of theirs, they asked him early on, have you ever heard of someone named Sammy Tucson? And of course, he knew right away, bing, that's Mike Carpenter. But Dylan is fantastic at keeping a straight face and a secret, so he never ratted me out. He kind of wanted to help, too, which I did like the idea of having someone who lived a lot closer to them and just having multiple people get in on the prank because, you know, as long as, like, I, you know, coordinated everything, I mean, why not have multiple people? Then you could have multiple sources for pranking, and that's always, you know, fun. So yeah, eventually it just spiraled out of control, and I just kind of got out of it. I never deleted any accounts. There's still a Sammy Tucson Twitter. Technically, there's two Sammy Tucson Twitters. The Sammy Tucson Reddit account still exists. The Gmail account still exists. I don't know what else there is. There's a lot of Sammy Tucson stuff. And apparently, I guess, fellow podcaster Nathan Prell made a song about the Sammy Tucson situation, which I'll put in this episode also, which I enjoyed. I just enjoyed that someone made a song with the name Sammy Tucson, because that's something I always want to do. I always want to have a Sammy Tucson band or a song about just the character of Sammy Tucson. So that made me happy. But I do want to talk to them. I did call Jeff and talk to Jeff a bit about it. I did call Bill also, but for some reason my recorder only recorded Bill's side of the conversation and didn't record my voice. So Bill knew about it. Bill knew it was me he didn't know it was me for while the whole thing was going on, but once it really started dying down, I told him, and he thought it was hilarious, and he enjoyed it a lot. Bill enjoyed the fact that it was me, and he thought, while the whole thing was going on, he just thought it was great. He thought the whole situation was fun and just enjoyed the whole thing and didn't really care what the outcome was. He just liked whatever was happening because he thought it was fun. Jeff, not so much. And Bennett, I'm pretty sure, would just creep the fuck out. I'm really hoping I can get a hold of Bennett to get into that, but I might not. I guess you'll know on this episode if you hear Mike Bennett or not. So I'll play Jeff's phone call. Sadly, I won't get Bill's on because it didn't record properly. Sorry, Bill, but thank you for the phone call. excuse me. So that pretty much is the story of Sammy Tucson, and just me pranking the Popular Outcast because it's funny. It's fun stuff. As always, you know how to get a hold of me. This is the end of the episode. My Twitter at Mike Shit, on Facebook, search me, mixedinuppopularoutcast.com, whatever. My Gmail, mixedinuppmikecarpenter@gmail.com, the phone number, 702-PODCUNT, and, Snapchat, MIUWMC, mixed up with Mike Carpenter. Check me out. So thank you for listening, and enjoy the following tracks here, because they're going to give you the fucking creeps. This last end of this episode is going to be dangerously hard to listen to. You're just going to creep yourselves out, but it's fun. So that is all for now. Peace.
Good morning.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Honey. Yep.
Good. All right. So I am speaking to Jeff Kunkel of the Popular Outcast Network and every podcast on that network, pretty much. Yeah, you know, give or take.
About, yeah.
All right. So I didn't tell you what this call is about, and I'm going to tell you now. I am doing a... This episode is titled The Ballad of Sammy Tucson.
Oh, God.
Yes. And I'm not going to get into origins or all that other bullshit. I figured you'll probably be the shortest phone call also, because I figured if I can get a hold of Mike Bennett, I'm really curious on his thoughts. And Bill,
yeah,
I already talked to you about this a while back, like months and months ago.
Okay.
But so what are your views of Sammy Tucson?
It was interesting at first and then got annoying.
Yes, I fully agree. Oh, I guess I should add off the bat, I was / am Sammy Tucson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I assumed all of you knew.
I honestly, this is the first I'm hearing that.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't think Bill was super... like I said, I told... when I did the episode of Girls on Girls...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long ago that was. That was a good while ago.
Yeah.
Before I went up, I was sitting on Bill's porch talking to him, and I told him all about it, and he just thought it was just funny.
Yeah, oh, it's actually a lot funnier now.
Yeah.
That I know it was you.
And I'll give you the very, very short version. In theory, like, I never planned for any of it to go, like, any kind of public or anything. Like, my whole goal was just to send you guys creepy shit and just hopefully creep out Mike Bennett.
Oh, well, you definitely did that.
Yeah, oh, that's what I was hoping. Like, by all means, like, I didn't want it to go public. I didn't want to, like, become a thing. I didn't want it to become an issue or a topic. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to creep you guys out because I thought it would be fun.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, it was actually when it kind of went public and got blew up on Reddit and whatnot that it got annoying.
Yeah, and that's kind of when I quit. Like, I just stopped it altogether.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want it to take over your show. I didn't want it to be a topic in the first place. I just wanted to...
Right.
I kind of get into, like, this weird, like, noise music thing, so I wanted to try out some weird noise music tracks.
Yeah.
So I just made some creepy tracks and then decided to, like, just make some dumb vocal shit. Like, the first track by also was my voice.
Oh.
Yeah, the second two were Microsoft, whatever the girl's name is.
Right.
But, yeah, the first track was me. That was my voice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought so. and I just like fucking around on Photoshop. Even though it's not Photoshop, it's a Jask Paint Shop Pro 9, I think.
Nice.
Whatever it is, yeah. But whatever. But anyway, yeah, I was just curious, I don't really know what else I really want to talk about. Like I said, with you, there wasn't really a whole lot to it. I felt that you... What's that?
I was at, like, yeah, in the very, very beginning, I was... Because the first image, the winter image, definitely looked like it was in Bill's backyard, almost.
Yeah, and for the record, it was my backyard.
Ah, because I knew off. It looked like this area.
Yeah, well, if you would stand on my porch and look to the right, that's what you'd see.
Awesome, yeah, because that was the first thing that I was like, that looks... close to here.
Yeah. And yeah, like the Reddit account, I made a fake Reddit account ages ago with the name Sammy Tucson. The name Sammy Tucson is years old, but I mean, like, I don't need to go into the whole origin story again, because I'm going to talk about it, like, solo on this episode.
Oh, okay, cool.
Where everything came from. But yeah, like that name is probably 15 years old, give or take.
Yeah, and that actually played into when it kind of blew up on Reddit, because the account was not brand new.
No, it was like 6 months old at that time.
Yeah, it's funny because it kind of got out of your control, but it almost looked like you had planned it for years. Like,
yeah, nope. it definitely did get out of control, and I got kind of pissed off about the whole thing. And
mm-hmm.
Like I said, I just wanted the whole thing to die because it was annoying.
Yeah.
But like I did have plans to take it a lot further. Like, had you guys not went public, like, I would have mailed shit to your houses and shit. Like,
I kind of wish it went that direction, honestly, because that.
So do I.
Yeah.
Dylan, podcast guest of everyone on the network, pretty much. Dylan and I. He knew about it because I used to do the Sammy Tucson thing way back. What the hell?
Yeah.
He knew who it was the whole time because obviously, just
right
in the way it went. Like, yeah, he knew it was me because that was my name for years ago. I was going to actually get him to help me out with it since he lives closer to you than I do.
Yeah.
I was even thinking about getting like one of those like gas station prepaid cell phones and getting really creepy.
Oh, man.
Like, he and I were coming up with a lot of ideas to really go kind of too far with it. But to us, it wouldn't be going too far because we know it's us and we know it's harmless.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Maybe you guys wouldn't know that, but, you know, if you guys would ever, like, get that creeped out or be, like, a legal action thing, like, oh, it's just us, we're just fucking with you, calm your shit.
And yeah, man, because, like, that's something that would have probably, had it started going further, I probably would have gotten scared, because I never really got scared. It was more of like, wow, this is a weird thing. But had it kept going, I probably would have gotten scared, but as soon as I found out it was you guys, I would have been like, aww.
Yeah, well, and everything was, like, tailored to your show, because you guys would talk about creepypasta, you guys had that whole, like, tarot card segment thing, so I made the tarot cards.
Yeah, it was really perfect.
Yeah, I tried. You guys had to ruin it.
Yeah,
we did. No, it was cool. I had fun with it. It was fun for, like, a month or two.
Yeah.
And then I went over with Bill, privately about like what all was actually me and what all wasn't me, like as far as the voicemails and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, most of it was me.
Yeah.
And like I think, and I don't want to like, butter my own bread here, but I'm gonna say the quality wise, you could probably much tell what was mine and what wasn't.
You could.
Yeah, like, especially with voicemails and shit, and, like I think I only ever sent two voicemails, maybe only one.
Oh, wow.
And, the pictures and the weird creepy shit, like, you could pretty much tell what all were mine, because I kept all mine the same size. Like, every photo was either, like, X by Y or Y by X, but the X and Y were always the same thing. Like, everything was the exact same size. It was the same, I don't know, blah, 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 bullshit. And yeah, I isolate my fucking photos on Photoshop like a motherfucking master. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that was it. I don't know, I just wanted to see what your, just get your opinions on the whole thing.
Yeah, it was really fun. Then when it got into the hands of the people, it got kind of fun.
Yeah, and like I was almost kind of like for a while there I was like, oh, maybe I'll just skip out on you guys and just try to make like a creepypasta kind of thing, like try to make my own little urban legend.
And
Dylan was all about that idea. He like that was his goal, was to make Sammy Tucson like the next fucking
Slenderman.
Yeah, Slenderman. And I was kind of like, ah, oh, yeah, cool, but, like, you can't try to make a Slender Man. Like, you can't...
No.
You know, like, no one can make... If you set out to make a viral video, it won't work. If you set out
exactly.
to make, a cult classic movie, it won't work.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how virility... what is viralness, whatever that adjective would be. That's not how that
right.
works. You know, yeah, you know this, but... But anyway, yeah. that's all, really. I just want to get your just a little bit of thoughts here for just.
It's funny because I had every intention of trying to do something very similar, but I never got around to doing it.
Yeah.
And then when Sammy Tucson started, I had the thought of, like, maybe I could get in contact with this Sammy Tucson and, like, feed him pictures from inside Bill's house.
Oh, see, and that's what, I was planning on at the open mic night to snap pictures of you guys while you weren't looking, because I took that the Google screenshot or what the screenshot of Google Maps,
yeah,
which fucking gave Bennett the fucking shits.
Yes, he was genuinely terrified for a little bit.
Oh my god,
there.
Chris Rao's girlfriend I think was the funnest out of everything, dude. She blocked me on Twitter. She fucking like. She did not like it.
No, I think she's still horrified.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. And I think the whole reason why I even decided this episode, because it just got brought up? God damn it. It just got brought up on Girls on Girls, the last episode.
Uh-huh.
They briefly mentioned it. I don't even know in what context.
Yeah.
Actually, I asked Bill for their email address, because I was going to email them then as Sammy Tucson, try to continue it a little bit. But I was like, you know what, fuck it. I just want to do a whole episode on the Ballad of Sammy Tucson. I plan on putting in Nathan Prell's song.
The
tracks.
Yeah.
I figure I can get a good hour out of this episode.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we'll go with all the tracks and everything, and like I said, and there's a whole backstory that spans a couple years, so about a decade
that's
or
awesome.
More. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's fun.
I'm really excited to hear this episode.
Oh, cool, awesome. Yeah, I was kind of hoping you guys would be interested, and honestly, like, this is for me and for you guys, and you know,
mm-hmm.
any listeners who really care about just my fucking... I just like fucking with people. I love it.
There are, like, 5 to 10 people who this will be the most interesting thing in the planet for.
Yeah, probably. That's
everyone else will be like, oh, that's neat. But, like, a couple people will be like, what?
Yeah, well, and there was that even that one kid that just kept on pissing me off on Reddit and Twitter, and then I
mm-hmm.
sent him an email as Sammy Tucson with a fake link that would send me his IP address back. so I got his IP address, and I scared the fuck out of him.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and then, like, I kind of got cocky, though, and, like, started, like, bullshitting a little bit, hoping no one would call my bluff.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, no, it's him, when I didn't know who it was, but I was pretty sure it was him, and it turned out it wasn't him. It was, I think, Bennett and John Smith.
Yes, yep.
That were trying to fucking seed me out, or whatever the hell it was, and sons of bitches. But anyway, that's all. I just want to get your, chat a little bit about it, but...
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man. All right, well, thanks for the phone call. You'll be able to hear the episode before anyone else. I mean, I don't know when you actually have
right.
time to listen to it, but it'll be available. You know, you know when, because you'll be posting it.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I usually listen to them when they air, though. So.
Oh, cool.
I'll hear it with everybody else.
Awesome, man. Yeah, you know, this show's weird because, like, the episodes I think are going to be, like, the best ones, nobody fucking likes, and the episodes I think are, like, the shit ones, like, my little bullshit ones, people
mm-hmm.
fucking, like, I get the most feedback from.
Yeah.
Like, the last two episodes, I got a good amount of feedback from, and I thought the X episode, like, people would go nuts for, and, like...
Yeah, well, I really like the X episode.
So did I.
Like, you do have a way of speaking to yourself. I'll just put it out there.
Well, thank you. The last episode, I feel like I got a lot more comfortable with it, and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got a little more comfortable with organizing my thoughts in my own head, and then speaking them.
Yeah.
To no one, you know. I don't know. If I ever get to your level, I'll be fucking happy, but I don't think that'll happen.
It's only getting used to it. Like,
I guess.
That's really all it is.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I will see you at the open mic.
Yeah.
You want to plug anything quick? Like your shit and everything?
I mean, go to popularoutcast.com and listen to those podcasts, pretty much.
Awesome. I would be shocked if I have any listeners who aren't from your listeners.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. All right, man. Well, you have a good day. Say hi to the wife and kid, and I'll see you.
Just woke up, actually.
Oh, awesome.
Thank
All
you.
Right. All right, man. I'll see you on the 26th.
Yep. See you, man.
Sweet. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you.
Hey, this is Bill Russum. Hey, man. Well, listeners, I guess basically what happened was that Mike's phone recorded only half of the conversation that he had with me, but so I'm calling to do this. Basically, he told me about Santa Tucson, Base Coming Clean, which I think is excellent. I really, he asked me, you know, what was my thoughts and, you know, about the whole situation. And, I told him that it was, one of the best performance art pieces probably the best performance art piece that I've ever been involved with in some way. Even though I guess technically I was the mark. It was great. It was absolutely, positively fantastico. Trying to think what else. I don't know. Hopefully Mike Carpenter gets to talk to Mike Bennett before this episode goes up. Because I'd like to hear his reaction. But he probably won't, which is a shame. I don't know what else to say, man. Literally, Mike's instructions were, you know, just call and say blah blah blah, send me Tucson, blah blah blah. So, plus I'm sick right now, so I don't understand much of what's going on. Anyway, yeah, it was beautiful. I love the fact that it happened. I wish it could have continued, but you know, all good things must come to an end. Just like this stupid voicemail. Peace.
You see, we've got a situation, a Sammy Tucson situation. He's kind of a freak, but he wants to be our friend, and I'm kind of afraid to even call him again. Yeah, he sent us these devil pictures.
That's a problem, dude.
Weird me out, actually.
He's probably gonna kill you guys.
He's probably clinically insane.
He's probably watching one of them right now.
Ooh.
At least one.
You see, we've got a situation, a Sammy Tucson situation. Yeah, we're probably gonna die, but he seems like an okay guy. He did put a lot of work into it.
He did. Like, that was... It was almost kind of nice of him. Like, if this is a nice thing, then, like, it's really nice of him that he's that much of a fan.
To give us attention like that?
To get, like, super creepy about it.
Yeah, I mean,
It could also be, like, really unhealthy. Like, he could be, like, wanting to, like, silence
it. I don't like it. Scratch that. He sounds like a creepy ass fuck.
The hard winter is coming.
play with me.
Real place, and you will see it.